It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano.
Welcome to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I'm your host, Nick Bejarano. Joining us in the studio today is the Good Shepherd Healthcare System Transitional Care Team. Patient Care Executive and VP of Nursing, Teresa Brock, Jason Noble, Acute Care Services Manager, and Debbie Neal, Case Management Manager. If you have any questions, send us an email at kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Today we're going to find out what transitional care is and how it can benefit you. Welcome to the show. So why don't we get started, and what I'd like for you guys to do is just tell us a little bit about yourselves. And Teresa, why don't you start?
So I'm Teresa Brock, and I've been a nurse for 36 years. I've been at Good Shepherd for 9 years, and I serve in the role as the Vice President of Nursing.
Jason?
So I'm Jason Noble. I am the Acute Care Services Manager. I've been a nurse for 7 years. I started out in the emergency room, and I got drafted into management about 12 months ago.
All right.
I am Debbie Neal. I work in case management. I've been at Good Shepherd for about 6 years, and I've been a nurse for 30 plus years.
Well, welcome to each one of you. So we're here to talk about an exciting program for our community today. And Teresa, I want to start kind of with you. So what exactly is transitional care?
Transitional care at Good Shepherd is an opportunity to serve patients who have needed full hospital care at a larger hospital and have improved but still have special medical, nursing, or rehab therapy needs that need to be met by licensed healthcare workers. So this provides an opportunity to transition to a different level of care and continue to improve and become, to transition to your highest level of independence.
Great. So when we talk about independence, that means that people are transitioning probably from other areas to our area potentially to come and get their care?
Sure. Okay. Transitional care is at the small rural hospital, our critical access hospital, and patients who are at a larger hospital or even our own hospital may qualify to come into the transitional care program.
Awesome. So why did Good Shepherd decide to provide the service?
Good Shepherd decided to provide the transitional care service so we could expand and meet the needs of the community.
So I understand that we're working with some partners in putting together this program. Who are those partners?
And our partners are Mayo Clinic, Elevant, and Select Medical.
Wow, so we're actually working with some pretty renowned or well-known healthcare organizations in our country who have been successful with this program.
We certainly have, and they've been able to provide us with opportunities to see how it's made a difference in the lives of individuals who transitioned into the different levels of care, and especially the transitional care program.
So how do you see transitional care benefiting those living in Morrow and Umatilla counties?
So for individuals who, whether they're at Good Shepherd as an acute inpatient stay and qualify for transitional care, whether they're at a larger hospital, it provides an opportunity for individuals to come back to their community for these rehab needs in transitional care.
So this is a really good opportunity for people that are like recovering from a surgery potentially, or some other ailment that they've had, and when they can come back into our community and receive their care here.
Absolutely. It does provide an opportunity then for them to be closer to their loved ones, to be able to have, whether that's physical therapy team members working with them, whether that's nursing, many different team members will be working with them in the transitional care program.
So another question I have for you, Teresa, is why is it called transitional care?
It's called transitional care because you're transitioning from one level of care to the other. But the other thing is, it's a whole team of people working together to transition you to your highest level of independence.
Sounds great. So you're listening to Good Health on KOHU. If you have any questions, please send us an email to kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Joining me in the studio today is a team from Good Shepherd Healthcare System to talk about a new transitional care program they are starting at the hospital. So Debbie, I kind of wanted to hear from you as well. How do we know if someone is qualified for a transitional care stay?
Patients are qualified for a transitional care stay if the physician feels like they would benefit from additional days for rehab therapy or skilled nursing. Also, Medicare requires a 3-day inpatient qualifying stay. A qualifying stay means that the Medicare patient meets medical necessity to be inpatient. So first, your doctor needs to decide that you have a skilled need, and then if you've had a 3-day qualifying stay, then you can transition to a skilled bed.
Okay. So what are some examples of qualifying, I guess, diagnoses to qualify for the program? You mentioned a 3-day stay. So what does that actually look like, I guess, before somebody transitions, or how do they get into the transitional care program?
A common diagnosis would be a patient that's had a joint replacement and aren't quite ready to go home, would benefit from another few days of therapy. A patient who's maybe had a stroke and needs additional therapy, speech therapy or physical therapy, or just a patient that has a complex medical diagnosis that would benefit from continued nursing, wound care. Those are reasons and qualifiers for a skilled care, for transitional care.
Okay. So how do patients actually pay for transitional care?
Transitional care is covered by Medicare Part A. It's the same Medicare plan that pays for inpatient, pays for transitional care. Medicare Part A covers up to 20 days at 100%, and then they'll cover an additional 80 days with a copay. If you have a managed Medicare plan, then that requires an authorization, and case management works with the insurance to obtain authorizations.
So is there like a minimum stay that somebody could have with us for transitional care?
It can be as short as 2 to 3 days.
Wow. And what is the maximum? I guess you mentioned 80 days, but can people actually stay longer than that, or have they been known to stay longer than that?
Patients can stay up to 100 days with Medicare and a copay by Medicare. So there is 100 days is what they're allowed to stay.
Wow, that seems like a pretty extensive stay, but that would definitely provide them with a level of care that they need so they
absolutely
could transition home. Okay. So again, you're listening to Good Health on KOHU. If you have any questions for our team here, please send us an email to kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Joining us in the studio today is a team from Good Shepherd Healthcare System to talk about a new transitional care program that they are starting at the hospital. And now I want to transition and talk with Jason, the acute care services manager. So what are some of the benefits patients may experience from our transitional care program?
Nick, I think some of the benefits that the patients will experience is just having our full team of hospital staff involved and invested in their care at Good Shepherd, getting them from point A to point C, really, because transitional care is kind of that point B. It goes from acute to transitional for a few weeks, hopefully, and then we get them on home or wherever they're headed past that.
Okay. So who's all involved in caring for a transitional care patient? I know you mentioned a kind of a team approach there, but what does that team actually look like? Who does it consist of?
So I really feel like it's everyone from environmental services to the cafeteria folks, to the nurses, to the physicians. We kind of go all the way up the chain. We pride ourselves on rounding with the patients twice a week. We have a bedside kind of powwow and look at the patient goals, what the biggest risks for harm are, and really get everyone on the same page so that the therapies can continue the patient in a direction where they can be as healthy as possible.
Okay, so you mentioned getting together in the patient's room and kind of sharing their care plan. Are the patients involved in that conversation as well?
It's very patient-centered. Everything, you know, we kind of do a whiteboard that sets first and foremost what the patient's goals are. A lot of times those patient goals are to get home and to get home safe. So we usually kind of start there. But as the care continuum goes on, we start to develop a relationship and we start to understand, okay, how are you going to get home? Are we going to walk? Are we going to, what are we going to do different today that we didn't do yesterday to kind of progress? So we're all thinking the same direction, and it always starts with the patient.
Okay. So what does your team provide for a transitional care patient? I know you mentioned kind of a team approach, and Debbie kind of alluded to it, and you alluded to that people from EVS and dietary and doctors. So what does that actually look like and consist of? What kind of care do we provide?
I think it's a very high level of care. We're there with the good, a lot of good staff that are working towards, you know, patient goals all the time. I think the biggest thing is that we're moving, you know, we're setting those goals and we're moving the patient through to achieve those goals, and we're very dedicated to the details, like a good shepherd.
Okay. So what do you feel are the benefits of the transitional care program that Good Shepherd provides?
I think the benefit is, you know, we're here in the community, usually where the patient is from. If they've potentially went away for a higher level of care to one of the tertiary centers, we can bring them back and care for them here where their family's closer. We do enjoy the extra days with the patients in the hospital, because a lot of times we don't get that. So we are, you know, initially some of the nursing staff was a little bit scared about having these longer term patients, because we're only used to having patients in acute care for 3 to 5 days and then we're kind of moving on. But it's interesting to watch these relationships develop with these patients, and it gets a little bit emotional, you know, after you've had a patient for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks and you finally send them home and you see the progress that they've made. So it's been a great program kicking off, and I'm really looking forward to the future with the program.
Awesome. So it's almost like your team becomes family with that patient and with their family and their loved ones and whoever else is there that comes in and visits them.
Exactly.
Awesome. So you mentioned also that patients are coming from tertiary centers. How far away could a patient potentially come from to come back and do the transitional care program with us?
There's really no limit to the expansion of the program. If people had a surgery in Texas and they had a skilled need and they had family here, we could bring them in to where we're at and take care of them.
Awesome. So there's really no limit as far as geography goes as to who can come to us for transitional care.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Debbie, I have another question for you. When patients are ready to transition to another setting, does this process look different for transitional care patients, or is it similar to acute patients? How does it work?
The process would be similar to acute patients. As Jason said, we meet with the patients and their families twice a week. So and with every meeting, we're talking about the discharge plan. We're talking about the progress. We're setting goals about what you need to do to get home if that's where they're wanting to go. If home isn't a possibility, then we're talking about what the next level of care is and arranging those resources for patients and their families. If anything, it's a little more intense discharge plan, just because we've had time to get to know the patients and get to know the families. As Jason said, we become pretty connected to all of them and really want to be sure that they're successful when they go home.
And you just touched on a little something I want to ask you about is the success of it. How do we measure the success, I guess, of the transitional care program? And this is for anybody, really. How do we know if we've been successful in helping the patient achieve what they need to before they go home?
I think the proof is in the pudding. The patient is up and walking and eating and doing all of these goals that we set early on, and the patient will tell you, you know, when they're ready and how they're progressing, as long as you sit back and give them an opportunity to talk and you listen.
And I think, Nick, one of the things is our program does, because it involves the patient and the family, make available all the full resources of the hospital. Mm-hmm. and all the team members and professionals, and it focuses on measured outcomes. And so we do measure outcomes and really look at, are we restoring people back to their highest level of independence? Because most of our patients transition home from the program. Sometimes awesome. They're not able to, but most of them transition home.
Yes.
Wow. So our goal essentially for them is, you know, whether they've had a joint replacement, I guess, when they leave, we want them to be up and walking and mobile and being able to function pretty much on their own, essentially. And that's what success looks like for us.
Right. Safety at discharge, health at discharge. That's what success looks like.
Okay. Awesome. So, Teresa, I just have one more question for you. What would you like listeners to take away about our transitional care program?
I think as listeners, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to anybody at Good Shepherd, and they'll get you to one of our team members. When you're hospitalized at another hospital, whether a pre-planned hospitalization or an unplanned, ask your care team at that hospital if this is a potential and would you be eligible for that. And overall, just, you know the programs there. They're transitional care programs on our MedSurg floor, so you work with our MedSurg medical surgical team members and our rehab services. So just really, if you have any questions, it's an exciting program. It provides a lot of opportunities to meet and exceed additional care needs of our community.
Sounds like it's a really great program. Do you have something as well, Debbie?
No, just if you are hospitalized at another hospital, if you work, like Nick said, with your care team, or like Teresa said, to call us and we can help you make those arrangements for transitional care at Good Shepherd.
Great. Well, I just want to thank all three of you, Teresa, Debbie, Jason, for joining me on the show today. And thank you to our listeners. And be sure to tune in next month to Good Health.